It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Beth Dawson is ubiquitous within New Zealand's music scenes. She's aligned with groups like The Futurians, Octopus, It Hurts, Duckling Monster, File Folder. The list goes on and on. That's only a few of them. And as well as those musical acts, Beth also works in the Uniform Collective, curates a series of shows called No Venues, and joins us in studio now for Live and Direct to perform as Duckling Monster and to chat about some of your ventures. Good evening.
Hey.
As I say, I only listed maybe about a third of the groups.
I was just thinking, what am I in? Because I thought you were going to say, what bands are you in?
Oh, no.
I was like, what are you doing now?
What up to? Where does that creative drive come from?
God, I'm just having fun. Yeah. I don't know what else to do.
It can't be that simple, though. I mean,
it kind of is, though. Like, that's the basics of it.
Have fun.
Like, yeah, have fun and keep challenging myself as well. Yeah.
Challenging yourself in what ways?
I don't know, making things like kind of keeping engaging with my community, making things kind of like hard for myself with my solo stuff, like trying new setups and yeah.
Let's talk about that. Communities. What are some of the communities that you find yourself in?
I guess I'm thinking about kind of the music community around what could be called, I guess, like experimental music, and in terms of art practice, kind of a feminist approach and those communities. Auckland, where I live, Dunedin, which I kind of think of as my second home and like to visit a couple of times a year. I still think of that as my community. Yeah.
Very good. Could we talk about maybe the instruments, the tools that you've brought in tonight?
Today?
Yeah.
I've got my boombox, which I inherited from my granny. And a couple of Casio tones. I've got a pedal, which my good friend Pat Krause gave me for my birthday, and he built it.
Part of Mel, right?
Yeah, so this is a Mel pedal that I had out for a little bit, and then a little bit longer, and a little bit longer, and then Pat was like, you want one of those for your very own? And I was like, yeah, I do. So he made a second one and has given it to me. It's a oscillator distortion.
And a beautiful bright pink casing.
Yes. and I've got my drum machine, which is a Dr. Rhythm. Yeah.
Cool. It's definitely one of the most exciting setups.
Yeah, which is funny because I'm thinking, like, keep it simple, like, drum machine, keyboards, vocals, that's not too hard to figure out. But then, like I say, I kind of like making things hard for myself and setting it up in this big tangle way.
We had a really great interaction earlier today where I was like, oh, Beth, I've got the cables, mixed up, we only have an RCA into the desk. And you're like, I'll just bring my boombox.
Yeah, because this is the thing with having, like, playing through a boombox, I can play anywhere. So the last show I played was in the stairwell at the Audio Foundation. But for Uniform, we've used the boombox for shows in parks and car parks. And yeah.
Can you talk a bit more about Uniform?
Oh, kind of, yeah. I guess it's like a group of friends working on projects together. It's no fixed group though, so we'll just pick up doing things along the way. And one of the big actions that we have is doing No Venues shows, which is an idea of defining how you want to use the space and kind of being a bit assertive with your sound and being like present. Yeah.
And where did that thinking come from?
It came from conversations. It came from me and my friends are kind of like, I like to say we're kind of big talkers. Like, we like to have stuff to work on together when we're hanging out. That's our style. So yeah. And we have for years been doing shows, putting out zines and all these like disparate things, but then calling it Uniform kind of brings it all together. Yeah.
How long's Uniform been going for?
About 3 years now. Yeah.
You must be getting quite a nice collection.
Yeah.
Or experiences.
Yeah, definitely a nice collection of experiences. Yeah. Last year we took it down to Dunedin and invited, like I see my community down there into it. So that was cool. So then it's grown in that way. It's like now there's all these people down there that were part of Uniform as well. Yeah.
So Uniform, we've touched on it, but I read that there's the manifesto SCUV Society for cutting up venues.
Yeah.
Is this something that I can read? Like, can I find this, or is it simply what we've just been talking about and passed through in conversation?
It's what we've been talking about. It was like not a joke, but like it's humorous.
Is it a play on the SCUM manifesto?
Obviously. Yeah. It is written down as a bullet point thing somewhere. It's definitely in one of the Uniform publications as a list that was just like all of the things we like to do when we have a show, so there's just stuff in there as basic as like, I want the drums to sound like cardboard boxes, or I like my guitar cutting out, and like just saying that stuff can be surprisingly hard. Yeah.
Cool. So part of the reason why we've got you here for Live and Direct as well is that you're working on another collaboration that's just about to come to fruition.
Yeah.
Sonic Comic.
Yeah, so I'm working on that with Chris Cadby and Indra Neville. And it's people who make music and draw comics, and it's a publication, a compilation, and an exhibition. So we invited artists to submit a page work and a piece of music to accompany that page, or either it's not like the music is written to the page or the page is written to the music, you know what I mean?
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I've heard a few of the songs. Toby Morris's Quish.
Yeah. Quish. Is it Quish? Is it Quish?
is an early highlight. There's only a few tracks that you can hear so far.
Yeah, my favourite so far is the Omit one. Just like such a beautiful minimal piece, and I'm such a fan of his. It's so good to have him involved.
Why do you think that musicians a lot of the time also work in arts disciplines, other arts disciplines as well?
I think with the comic way of doing stuff and the type of music that, although it's like genre-wise, it's quite eclectic, I think it's the approach that people have to making comics and making music is quite free, and it's the classic DIY thing.
I love DIY.
Yeah. It's the stuff that you can do yourself. You can draw a comic and you can make some music. Yeah.
How did you get into, or did you have a DIY realization that you could do it yourself? You didn't need other people?
I don't think I've ever thought any other way. That's just the way I was brought up, though. I was lucky that way. Yeah.
Awesome. So there's the comic, there's the compilation, and then there's also the release show, which can you tell us a bit more about the lineup? Big Fat Raro, I'm dying to see.
Yeah. Toki Big Fat Raro is an old friend of mine from Dunedin days. So he's got the comic and a piece in it, and Strange Stains.
Vampires?
Vampires, which is Ed Gaines.
And Seven Keys.
And Seven Keys is Andrew Dean from Hamilton, who I haven't seen him do Seven Keys, but I've seen the Hollow Grinders, so I'm thinking, yeah. Although I think this is like his electro thing, so it should be fun.
That's happening on the 18th of March next week at the Audio Foundation, and I think it's great that not only have you got this huge thing that for lots of people would be take up all of their headspace, you're also performing as Duckling Monster with Axes to Grind and Eyes No Eyes as well at the Wine Cell
on Friday. Yeah.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Do you have like a Google Calendar or something?
I couldn't keep it all in my head. Yeah. The other thing I wanted to say is if people are down in Dunedin, I've made a video for Orchestra Spheres, who are playing at Lines of Flight. So that's another little thing on the go at the moment. This week is insane.
Goodness gracious. We've changed it up a bit for Live and Direct. Sometimes we have musicians perform and then we chat, but this time Beth is going to just perform the three songs in one set. She's setting up now. I'm just going to move a microphone. I'll be one moment. Talk amongst yourselves. Beth, Duckling Monster, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!